in office.
Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
At this time,
Cold World. Southside, can't get enough, can't get enough. Eastside, Westside, worldwide. Ride out.
Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the pins wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his taxes, make Wesley pay his taxes. Then follow your moves all week on Twitter. Probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dressed game down to the sex game. Won't grab with the boy, been blessed, man. Let you play with the sick old vet chain. She calling, she texting, she falling. Well, let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend skate, girl, cause the nigga don't play them X games. Nope. Straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stress, man. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your whole girl ain't a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, from your sister and some hoes. You be up to no good, and everybody knows.
Hey, this once again, welcome to Hear No Evil here on blogtalkradio.com. Tonight's show is going to be one that everyone will be remembering from tonight onward. And it is about the choices that you make when it comes to lovers and your children. Tonight's topic, who would you kick out, your lover or your child? You catch your love in bed with your son or your daughter. Who do you kick out? Do you think about the long-term effect of your relative? Or do you care about the chance that your lover may do this awful deed again with maybe a friend or another relative? This is a topic we should discuss as this is happening and ending in tragic events. Call me now, 347-989-0761. Call me now. We already have a caller on the air. Caller, you are on the air. Welcome to Hear No Evil here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, how you doing tonight, darling?
I am fine. Who am I speaking with?
It's the same guy we were talking to last week, the first caller, John from Brooklyn.
I can't hear you.
I said just the same guy that you were talking to last week, the first caller, John from Brooklyn. Can you hear me?
Okay. How you doing? How you doing, John from Brooklyn? Listen,
all right.
we have a situation here. Let
yeah.
me read to you and the email mm-hmm. that I received. It says,
okay.
I caught my husband and my son having sex. She says,
husband
I am
and
a
son?
Listen carefully. Husband
okay,
and son.
Right.
And this is devastating because she's a 50-year-old woman who has been married to a man that she thought she loved for 15
mm-hmm.
years. They
right.
were happy, blah, blah, blah. They had an uneventful marriage. They met on a blind date, and at first they didn't click, but later meetings they found that they had a lot in common. They got married a year later. Then they had a daughter, and her son from a previous marriage was well into his 20s, and everything was fine. One day she came home early. The music
right.
was loud. Patti LaBelle
right.
was on the radio. And then she busted them. They didn't hear her in the room. And she caught them in the act of having, you know, sex.
Sex, right, okay.
Right. So the bottom line is that she panicked and she took her keys from both of them and told them both to leave. And
right.
she's devastated. So I don't, this is like, out of four emails that I received on this topic, this
right.
was the one that stood out to me. So I am devastated for her.
Right,
and
of course. I know. I hear you.
She kicked both of them out. I was actually asking people to tell which one would you kick out. Some women are saying, well, you know, your child is forever, but your
right.
lover can come and go. But this is
That's
her
right.
husband.
Right. Yeah, but still, I mean, that's an extreme situation going on right there. That ain't every day, you know, well, should I kick him out or should I not? I can't say what I want to say on the radio, but that's some crazy stuff right there, you know.
It's really it's a sad situation. And the crazy thing is that the child or the son is in his 20s. So it's not like it's statutory rape or
it's
not a situation where you could say, oh, he manipulated this young child. No, this was some voluntary stuff that just happened, and it's devastating because as a female, you know, these men on a down low are infiltrating the home.
Right.
So you got to be very careful.
No, I would say definitely he's got to be the one to go, definitely. I agree with whoever said that the child is forever and all that stuff. I agree with that. Definitely.
Right, but in this case, this woman kicked both of them out.
It kicked both. Well, I don't know. Well, that was her call on that. I don't know about all that, but okay.
So all you think that she should have just kicked out the husband and not the son?
Yeah, definitely.
So you think that the son should have a second chance to be there?
Say that again.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Now I can. Do you think that the son has a second chance to be there, that maybe they can get it right?
I think with some therapy, maybe, you know, that's a therapy situation right there, because that's right there is a very traumatic, you know, situation. That's a tough situation right there. That would be, you know, definitely some intensive therapy on that. No, I'm dead serious about that.
So you don't feel that the husband should also get therapy?
Yeah, I think the husband should get therapy too. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. I want to say that he might deserve to get a second chance, but that would require a lot of therapy on that.
Yeah,
you know?
I think she needs therapy.
Well, they all do, because no situation happens by accident. I mean, there's always stuff. That leads up to a lot of different stuff. You know what I'm saying?
And then the daughter that they had together, now she has no father in the home. So she has no male
role model.
That's a crazy
situation.
So that's a crazy situation right there. Now
that's
a Dr. Phil moment.
That's right. All right. Well, that's my opinion. By the way, Darlene, I inboxed you last week when I called in. You had asked me what my last name was, right?
Right. We got that. We all got
it. You got
that. We got the last name.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to say it on the air. I just wanted to see if you received. Okay.
Right. But my intern, my assistant had wanted to know because she didn't listen to the radio show. So she was asking me, why do I need to know the last name? I said, okay, he probably was responding to a question I had asked him over the air.
Right.
But I'm a little curious. Why would it matter if people knew what your last name was?
No, I'll tell you my last name right now. Well, you already know it.
But I'm saying,
Cunningham.
But why would you be afraid to say your last name over the radio?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Well, at the moment, I guess, I don't know. I could have just answered it. I guess I just didn't answer it at the time. There's no particular reason.
Okay,
all right.
I appreciate you calling in again.
Well, I'll probably call in again next time, too.
Listen, we always need intellectual individuals to call in. And matter of fact, we welcome all callers from all over the world. And if you know people that want to call in, and also if you know people that have businesses or that they want to promote, we're having a major, major, major promotion where we're only charging $100, and people can advertise their products, goods, and services on the radio.
I was going to ask you about that, too, because I do that, but I'm not going to say what I do over the air, but, I'll let you know on that, too, yeah. All right.
Yes, so we can email, all you have to do is email your mailing email address, and we will send you the links to where you pay and what you're selling, what you're promoting.
Okay.
And if you commit to too much, you get television promotion. And I think that's something that we're going to be doing for a while. We were only going to do it for the summer, but I think I'm going to do it for a while because we're getting a lot of people that have books that are coming out. We have people that have music that they want played. We have people that have products that they've created, services that they provide, and events coming up. So I think we're going to keep this promotion going on for at least half a year. So we'll see what happens.
That'll work. All right, darling.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for your saying, Mr. Cunningham says the family needs therapy. I like that idea.
That's right. All right.
Have
a blessed night, darling. Talk to you soon.
Too.
All right.
All right.
We'll be right back.
I want to take this time to say a prayer for the family and for all of the lovers that remember the queen of disco, Miss Donna Summers. She passed away today, and many of us grew up listening to songs like Spring Affair, Love to Love You Baby, I Feel Love, Bad Girls, I Need Some Hot Stuff. So many, 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 many songs created by this woman. And she passed away today at the ripe young age of 63. I was on my way to do the radio show today and happened to turn to BLS, and I kept hearing all of those hot songs by Donna Summers. Like, who could forget doing the Hustle off of Spring Affair? And I love to love you, baby. Oh, man, bring back so, so many memories. And so I want to, next week, I'm definitely going to dedicate some music that Donna Summers did, because we did love her, and we could never, ever forget where we were when we heard Love to Love You Baby, when we heard Bad Girls. Boy, I can remember where I was when I first heard I Feel Love. I'm telling you, when I first heard that song, I was swept into a whirlpool. Like, nobody could beat me during the disco era. Like, we were in Studio 54, and of course, I was sneaking in the clubs at the time. And I'm telling you, when they would play a Donna Summers song, when they played I Feel Love, and you know, back then, songs were like 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Love to Love You Baby is like 16 minutes, 49 seconds. Okay, I Feel Love is 8 minutes, 13 seconds. But then we had Try Me, I Know We Can Make It. That was like 18 minutes. Can you imagine being on the dance floor doing the Hustle when these records was playing? Oh, my God, the garage, Studio 54, Ebolo, the cafeteria. Please, if anybody remembers those moments, please give me a call, 347-989-0761, because Donna Summers was the queen of disco. She was so fly. She made such a big impact here in America, but she made an even greater impact in Europe. And I will never, ever forget being in the club, listening to these songs and dancing and just feeling free, and oh, it was just such a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing. Where were you when you heard Try Me, I Know We Can Make It? Can you remember sitting at the club, just your feet tapping, you got your espadrilles on your marshmallow shoes, you got your Mustang pants on, got your headband on, because everybody and their mama wore a headband. And back then we had so many different styles, but definitely everybody wore bell bottoms. And everybody was free. It was no metal detectors. It was no patting you down to see if you had a weapon, okay? You had these little stamps that they would stamp on your arm, and then your arm would have to go, you know, they would put your hand under this light and would see whether or not you had the stamp. They wasn't even checking for IDs back then, because I'm telling you, I was getting in the club, and I know I was too young. I remember when Hollywood was playing disco at the Club 371 in the Bronx. Come on, does anybody remember Ipanema's? And Nell and Leviticus and, oh, my God, Reggie Wells. on the ones and twos, PDJ Jones, Eddie Cheever. Where are those club days? Nowadays, we don't have those type of clubs to go to anymore. Everybody's popping bottles. Everybody's in VIP areas doing what they do. There's no more clubbing. You have a lot of house music clubs right now making a comeback, like the Underground Network with Dawn Welch and B. Montgomery. But you really don't have that wholesome club feel like you used to. So I'm going to always remember being in a club with Donna Summers. And, oh, my God, I just can't believe that she passed on. And my condolences goes to her family and to all of those people that went to the club. Rest in peace, Donna Summers. Passed away today at age 63. Now, in regards to today's topic about your lover and your child, I want to talk about depression. Like, what's on your teen's mind? Because more than 1 million teens in the United States suffer from depression, yet fewer than one-third receive help. For some, depression is so severe that it leads to suicide, the third leading cause of teenage death. Even in less severe forms, teen depression is linked to poor performance in school, frequent absences, strained relationships, and substance abuse. But you can make a difference. Like the doctors that are working with Columbia University's Teen Screen National Center for Mental Health, which are checkups and a pioneering force in the early identification of mental illness in teens. When conducted thoughtfully and with parents' permission, a mental health checkup can help identify and address teen depression and other emotional problems early on. Now, free mental health screening questionnaires. If you are a parent or a guardian, the next time your teen sees the doctor for a checkup or a well visit, ask about free mental health screening questionnaires from Columbia University, which is in New York City. The questions ask about common issues in teens' lives. This is how it works. Teens fill out the questionnaires in the waiting or examining room, and it should only take about 5 minutes. Then the doctor reviews the answers and talks about any areas that seem to worry your teen. And if needed, your doctor will give your teen a referral. If your teen's doctor indicates that your teen may be experiencing depression or another behavioral health issue, be sure to follow up with a behavioral health professional. To learn more about Columbia University's Teen Screen Initiative, visit www.teenscreen.org. We'll be right back.
Cold world. Southside. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. East side, west side, worldwide. Ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats and the pens wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes. Then follow your moves all week on Twitter. Probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't rap, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with a sick old vet chain. She calling, she texting, she falling. But let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend, skate girl. Cause a nigga don't play them X games. Nope. Straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stress thing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My homegirl tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get
get enough of what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that. Glow, try to cold, hide it. Even wait out in London town. Whole time, cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with Bungie down. Met a bad bitch that'll cut all night, that'll suck all night. You just cut off light. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last love nut, alright. She be down for whatever, whenever I wanna get up in the gut, alright. Never fuck the fight, on the grind trying to find this headache. I love it when you give me head, I hate it when you give me headache.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, on the system somehow. You be up to no good, and everybody know. Some girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
Can't get enough of what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need hate. Cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry 4-5s like chain 420. So what I look like, skirt. Them niggas over there look like nerds. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's a hook right there.
Said I heard you got a main chick, I'm assistant somehow. You be up to no good and everybody know. My girl tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said I can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Well, we come to the end of the show. I want to thank you, callers, for calling in. Thank you, John Cunningham, calling in again. This is probably going to be one of my favorite callers calling in the show. Listen, tune in every Thursday at 6:30, where you will find some interesting topics that we will be talking about, and you will also meet different people that call in on the line. A lot of people call in the show to network. Also, if you want to advertise on our show for only $100 a month, that's $25 a week. So take advantage, people. Take advantage. I'm trying my best to help you with these recession rates. So call in or go to my website, www.futurenetworkproductions.com. You can find me on Facebook, or you can email me at DarleneReneeLewis@yahoo.com, and I will send you the link, or my intern will send you the link, and we'll be able to promote your products, goods, and services on our radio show for 1 month. And if you commit to 2 months, we automatically put you on television, promote you. It's all about promotion. Products, goods, and services, your books, we'll play your music. We make banners for you, so this way when you advertise, we'll be promoted on the website of the radio show. Partner with us, and we'll partner with you. It's all about networking. Until next week, oh, don't forget, May 19th, it's my park day. I will be at the William T. Harris Garden, 153rd and St. Nicholas, selling my books. Books and barbecue, and my T-shirt. So make sure you guys come on out, get a few books from me. I got some books that will be physically able to be bought. Make sure you come out. Maybe you want to volunteer, plant some of our plants and get some trees and some plants growing and put your hand in some dirt. So make sure you try to come out. For further info, 646-548-9501. It's my park day, May 19th. Until next week, God bless. Thank you.